Hello, it's Darren with the Weekly Message. I found the old knife at the bottom of a box of neglected garden tools in a corner of an old garage. At first glance, the rusty blade didn't look very promising. I tossed it in with the other relics I had gathered at the sale. When I got home, I began cleaning the blade. Slowly, the name Western appeared, followed by the word Colorado. It turned out this knife was a Western 648A fixed blade known as Bird and Trout, made sometime between 1945 and 1950. Though not perfect, the carbon steel sharpened nicely and held a good edge. I ordered a small pouch for it, and I've been using it ever since. Looking at that old knife, I'm thinking how some of the most important moments in our lives come through restoration, especially after seasons where life dulls us, wounds us, or leaves us feeling unsettled. Grace has a way of uncovering what is still there. God does not discard people. Again and again in Scripture, we see a God who restores. The woman at the well, weathered by life, becomes a bold witness. Peter fails but is recommissioned. The disciples scatter in fear and later become witnesses. We spend some of our best energy trying to ignore our weaknesses. But often the strongest people are not the ones who managed to avoid hardship. They're the ones who allow God to meet them in it. They've been reshaped, steadied, and reworked. In the hands of God, restoration is never just about repairing the past. It's about renewing our purpose for what comes next. Where do you feel God making your life new? Blessings.